Our scripture for today is taken from the book of Matthew, Gospel of Matthew. I invite you to turn to the Gospel of Matthew in your Bible or in the Pew Bible in front of you. Now, just in case you may not know, where is the book of Matthew, in the Old Testament or the New Testament? Matter of fact, the book of Matthew is at the very beginning of the New Testament, so the New Testament is just a small section in the back of your Bible. And it's at the beginning of that. Matthew chapter 25. Once you find that, would you close the Bible on your finger and stand with me? Raise those Bibles high above your head. Let's say this Bible pledge loud and proud today. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Matthew chapter 25. 14 through 19. Jesus said, "For it is as if a man, going on a journey, summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them, and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. I've created a sermon notes insert. I invite you to take that out. And even if you normally don't take these out, I want to ask you to get it out this time and grab a pen. I'm going to ask you to write a couple things down here in just a minute. So if you would go ahead and get that out and grab a pen or a pencil, that would be great. Last week we had a great start in our teaching series. If you want to walk on water, you've got to get out of the boat. We quickly stepped through some important aspects of the experience of the disciples with Jesus in Matthew 14, where these experienced fishermen, men who have been raised on the water, the disciples as we know them, they had been fighting the wind and the waves for hours and hours to the point that they believed that they were doomed. And then they saw Jesus walking on the water, and of course at first they didn't realize it was Jesus. But Jesus came walking on the water, and it was around 3 a.m., so they'd been battling the wind and the waves for several hours. Well, we know the story. Peter ends up getting out of the boat and walks on the water. Then he begins to sink. He calls out to Jesus, who saves him. They get back into the boat. The wind stops, and the disciples, realizing that only God can do what Jesus just did, worship Jesus, saying, "Truly, You are the Son of God." Now, for the next few weeks, I want to look deeper in just a few aspects of this journey of Peter and the disciples and how it speaks into our lives and speaks to us. In the video we're about to watch, John Ortberg has each class member painting on a plate a gift or a talent or an ability that God has given them. I want to begin this week just by asking you, and that's why I wanted to make sure you got out that sermon notes insert. Under there where it says notes at the bottom, I want you, we don't have plates for everybody, all right? So we had to use the sermon notes, all right? But I want to ask you just to take a couple minutes to write down 1 or 2 things that you consider a gift or a talent or an ability given by God, okay? So take a few minutes right now and write down a gift, a talent, or ability, or 2 or 3 that God gifted you with. Now remember, God has gifted everyone with talents and abilities. So just take a few minutes and write those down.